Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Welcome to Business Resolutions. My guest today is my son-in-law, Guillermo Estella. Guillermo, how are you today?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for having me here today.
Well, Guillermo is an entrepreneur with an interesting development as to how he got into his business we'll cover today. But I thought we would start because Guillermo basically grew up in Argentina. And how that happened and who has been really critical in his life before he arrived here in Puerto Rico. So Guillermo, how was the experience in Argentina? From what age to what age?
Well, I was born here in Puerto Rico, and I was brought down to Buenos Aires when I was 7 years old. I lived with my maternal grandparents, and I almost make all my education over there. You know, since high school, university, and everything, and I came back to Puerto Rico in 1990. January 1990, and in regard of who was one.
You were how old, about 26?
I was almost 29 years
29 old. when you came to Puerto Rico?
Yes, 29, yeah.
But
yes.
Tell me, in with your grandparents, what values do you, did they inculcate in you? And when you think back, they both have passed away. What values have they inculcated? I know they were tough people, tough kids.
It was basically the work ethic. You know, basically, be responsible for the things you do on any level of your life. You know, if you assume a responsibility, you have to fulfill that. You have to be able to, if you promise something, be sure to.
To fulfill
your promise.
Yeah.
And also take ownership of all your projects in a sense that was something, you know, if you work for someone, you should be able to give all 100% to that organization until you just go away from that. But while you are in there, you're just 100% loyal, and you always should be loyal for whatever you can give and whatever you receive from them.
Okay.
That was one of the.
What was your grandfather's business?
Well, he has a company that was born here in Puerto Rico. It was called Casa Lee. His family just were able to open offices in Brazil, in Montevideo, and in Buenos Aires, and basically what he did was importing and representing American companies in South America, basically Hovart, Pitney Bowes, Marsh, and different industrial equipment corporations.
More
and,
towards technology, though, right?
Office equipment. And in the later, when I was over there, but before that, he also was selling some appliances and for the hospitality business, Hovart and kitchen equipment. On the later, he was just the business was basically importing and representing business equipment company and very niche oriented business equipment, you know, postal systems, money counting machines, and mimeographs, Tito, you know, and industrial stuff also, you know.
And when you think of a moment with your grandmother, because how old were you when your brother and your grandfather died?
I was 15 years old.
15.
And I began working at the company when I was 15 and a half.
Okay. So you, and when you think of your grandmother, who was pretty strong. Will person, an anecdote, a story about her that sort of, gives us an idea of what she was like.
She didn't have a formal education, but she was able to maintain the company running for almost 10 years. So, means something in there, you know, she has a push, and she tried to look into the council of good people, and she was able up to a point that when she closed the company, because she was not able to continue with that, the company closed with all its obligations fulfilled and with everything in good standing, And that's but she was, you know, she was very headstrong. She wants to, you know, she
stubborn, has, kind of.
No, well, stubborn.
Perseverant. I like
perseverant.
People call me stubborn. I like the word perseverant.
She was not stubborn because she was able to listen somewhat to other counsel, but she tried to orient the thing towards her goal. And not change the goal because the council says, no, do this other thing and you think about this other goal. No. She was very goal-oriented, and she was just very headstrong regarding that goal, but she was perseverant.
And your grandfather died all of a sudden? Or
oh, no, my grandfather...
Sickness?
My grandfather has a hip replacement, and he died because of complications of the...
A hip replacement?
Yeah.
Well, is it not part? Okay.
But he was, he was 80-something years old, so it was... somehow it was his time, but he was.
And your grandmother was how old when she took over the business?
Let me think. I think she was like 70 years or between 60 and 70 years. I don't remember.
She was quite a bit younger than your grandfather.
No, she was. Yeah, my grandfather was almost 30 years her eldest.
Yeah. So I mean, this is one of these cases where the husband dies and the wife, even though has not had experience in the business on a day-to-day basis, takes over the business and runs it for 10 years
relatively
successfully,
successful,
right?
You know, yeah. It was relatively successful within the there was, in retrospect, there were a lot of things that I would have made different, but I was, younger and obviously not ready to really,
And she wouldn't have listened to you anyway.
true.
but that was your first experience in technology, really, was it a part-time?
It was part-time because
and it was for many years or just
short lived. I was in the third year on high school, and my school worked from 8 o'clock up to 2:30. And at 2:30, I went back to the office. I took a train and go to the office and work. And in summers and free days, I did a lot of. I learned a lot of mechanics, business equipment mechanics, and a little bit of accounting. Not very much, but it was enough for me to understand the different processes. Mm-hmm. I knew that I was like a message boy, so I knew I get to know the city of Buenos Aires and its surroundings as the palm of my hands. It was a very interesting because in those days there was no email and fax and every all documents should you had to go there and give it by hand and receive the ponche, like they say of the received document. And when we were doing certain marketing campaigns, I was the guy who went out to these different places, and I was also the guy that sold a couple of stuff. Mm-hmm. In my young age, I was able to sell like a couple of times. To the.
Did they pay you?
No. They didn't pay me a commission for the best sales, though. No. They did pay me some kind of a basic salary for me. It was, it was very interesting, and but there, I want to interject something here. In those days, business between countries and between places took longer than it took today. Today, you just, the technology allows you to make almost instant communication with a guy living in Moscow or in Copenhagen, and you get almost, instant reply from him. In those days, I remember my grandmother and my grandfather used to write different letters, and also there's the other point. They were just they meditate the letter, and they were just very formal and very, not try not to offend, but try to make the point across without offending. And
diplomatic.
That's the word, diplomatic. And the letter would take them, between 7 and 8 days to get to the States, and then the reply would come back 7 or 10 days later. So.
So negotiations of a particular purchase order and the pricing could take months, no?
It might take it takes a couple of months, yes, to just to.
What today would take an afternoon, maybe.
that depends on the will of both parties.
Right.
But when we need a quote or something like that, you send maybe a call. But the calls were difficult because even though in those days Argentina had a very, very bad or very unreliable phone system, and that changed though. But in those days, to place an international call, it was not as picking and dialing. You know, you have to call an operator and then stuff, and it was not a cheap prospect. But
and then after all that work, the person's not available right now to speak to you.
That's true, and that's why letters. I remember was something. You know, I remember my grandfather in the weekends at the house in his small office. In the attic, working on letters, and he wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote, and just it was a way of communicating.
Not right.
Today's
right.
Different. Today is you know the way you just communicate with myself. You know, nowadays I have to talk with someone in the States. It's just pick my cell phone, not my line phone, my cell phone. Listen, I have this, and okay, I'll send me an email, and blah blah, and maybe in 2 hours you have all the
right, visitors. Right. So we have to take a break. We'll be right back and. Discuss how you got to Puerto Rico from your Argentine experience. I'm with Guillermo Estella, my son-in-law, who works with AG Technology in the technology area. And we'll be right back and see how he developed into that. We can see how we started. I think it'll become pretty clear.